The countdown is on for our travel programming in Phoenix, and you know what? To give us a better lay of the land is funny man, and again, from what I hear, smartest man in the world, Greg Proops, and you know him from the comedy stage and his album The Resistance. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Okay. I was born in Phoenix, and my family lived there for a long time. Different parts of Phoenix, and the weird outlying cities like Litchfield Park and Goodyear.
Okay.
Phoenix is a giant sprawling mass. My aunt Marge and my uncle Ray lived in Mesa, where my uncle Ray ran a television repair shop called Ray D.O. because his partner was named D.E.C.
I get it.
So I grew up kicking around in the television shop. This is in the days when televisions had tubes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so they let us play in there, which was, of course, completely dangerous. but that's how it was. And the giant grapefruit trees in the backyard. Citrus goes like mad. And then Mexican food for every family event, you know, every wedding, every birthday, every holiday was always tacos, enchiladas, giant plates of tostados, everything deep fried, slathered in cheese, which is the Arizona way.
Okay.
And sun tea, which is you take a big jar, fill it with water, and hang a bunch of tea bags in it, like Lipton tea bags. You put it outside of your trailer, and then when you come home at night, it's made tea, you see, and then you put ice on it, and that's how you make tea in Arizona.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. I've already got my, like, local tour guide, my travel guide here.
I have sun tea, baby. and it's really strong. And, of course, you put a load of sugar in it because,
right.
You want to keep your weight up.
Yeah. Well, the deep-fried madness, too, I think might help, too.
No question. So I'm going to hip you to a couple places. The old-fashioned places. A place called Durant's, which is, the old-fashioned steak place.
Sure.
The red leather boots, the martinis and whatnot. It's been there, 50, 75 years. It's like a time warp, right? You expect to see gangsters.
Okay.
Probably will. that's in Arizona. I can't remember what street it's on. You'll find it.
That's in Phoenix.
It's famous. Ask anybody about Durant's.
Right.
And then I would send you to the Pink Pony in Scottsdale, which is a little cutesy pie little community next to Phoenix, where they have all the spring training. The Giants, my team, the San Francisco Giants, train in Scottsdale. And the Pink Pony's an old-fashioned steak place. And my mother was a waitress there, and that's where she met my father back in the 50s.
Okay.
So those are fun. And then late at night, when you're drunk, Nogales hot dogs.
okay.
And this is a very Arizona thing. And they also do it in L.A., too. It's a hot dog, but it's wrapped with bacon, pinto beans, and tomatoes, and mayo, and cheese.
Oh.
You got to be ready for this. You got to be drunk.
Yeah. Oh, my. Okay.
So it's a hot dog, but not like a Chicago dog. Like a Chicago dog has, what, two slices of pickle spears and tomatoes, relish.
Yeah.
Trying to remember what's on a Chicago dog. Onions. And San Francisco dog's usually just yellow mustard. But an Arizona dog is wrapped in bacon and slathered in mayonnaise. So...
Well, I mean, you know anything wrapped in bacon is going to be good, no matter what. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the place is only open at night, which will give you an idea of what's happening. It's called Nogales Hot Dogs, and they're sure there's ones all over the street as well, and jazz like that. As far as if you're an outdoor type, which I don't suggest, but as you know, outdoors fraught with danger. There's butterflies and squirrels. There's all kinds of animals that kill you. I saw a fighting squirrel took a guy down the other day in LA. It was horrible. But Arizona's Phoenix is so giant,
right?
That there's a place called Papago Park, which is really beautiful, especially at sunset and sunrise. I'm not much on sunrise, but sunsets are easier to make.
Right.
The Desert Botanical Garden, even the Phoenix Zoo. Phoenix Zoo has lots of crazy animals and whatnot. And Camelback Mountain is shaped like a camel. If that's next to Scottsdale, you can climb up that and catch your views. And then you'll see, like, all the things that are Arizona, the saguaro cactuses and the rocks and the palm trees and the ocotilla bushes and, you know, all that jazz, the sage. And if you're what time of year are you going?
April. We are there in April.
Well, then the flowers, the cactus will be in bloom.
Okay. Good.
So there'll be yellow flowers and red flowers. A desert is not all desolate. You know, it's not just Gila monsters biting you on the booty every 2 seconds. There's also flowers and whatnot. So that part's really good. If you're adventurous, Melrose District, there's a burgeoning gay scene in Phoenix, which is nice. It's getting way more cosmopolitan. You know, Phoenix has a bad rep because of some of the bad actors that have been there, but it is actually a sophisticated cosmopolitan place full of art galleries and whatnot.
And so when we're, you know, Greg, we're going to take a break. We're going to have more with Greg Proops right after this. We're going to do that. Jeremy Bradley here, back talking with funny man Greg Proops. You know him from Whose Line Is It Anyway, and he's got his podcast out. And in the last segment, we were talking about all the fun things that you can do in Phoenix when we are there. Hello, that's our spring break destination coming up in just a week or two. And, you know, Greg, you've been in comedy for, you know, a couple decades now, so let's shift gears a little bit. Because obviously, like I said, you know, you're the smartest man in the world and quite the funny man. I mean, everybody knows you from Whose Line Is It Anyway back in the day. Let's talk comedy, because I think nowadays every comedian is asked about this whole overly sensitive society. We had Bob Saget on a few weeks ago talking about that. What are your thoughts and people's unwillingness to laugh and just be offended at everything?
Oh, I don't think it's that. I mean, I think with me it's a matter of manners. I mean, you know, I think it's nice that people are finally respecting other people's feelings about certain things. And being a straight white guy as I am, cisgender as we say,
right.
I think it's important for us to remember that we're not the dominant culture anymore in the United States, and that other people have a voice and like that. It doesn't really bother me. I mean, I'm a stand-up comic, and I've always said what I wanted, so I've been pretty free with my mouth. I'm more worried about the Nazis in the crowd who feel real empowered to yell out weird stuff, because that seems to be a thing now. And it's not usually a lot of people. It's usually one or two kind of angry white dudes. And then I do improv with the Who's Live Anyway group with Ryan Stiles. And now we've got Drew Carey sitting back in with us. We've added Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall. We're on the road a lot, and you can find us on Who's Live Anyway. And we do improv, so it's there's no heckling in improv. If you heckle during improv, you just seem like a shouty person who's a lunatic. Because you get all the chance you want to yell. Then if you just keep yelling, we're busy doing something at that point.
Right.
So we're in Vegas this weekend. And then, oh my God, then we're on the road for like 2 weeks with Dave and Drew on the East Coast.
But I didn't even think that heckling was still a thing nowadays, though. But people still do it?
They do, but only the dopier people do it.
Oh, okay.
It's not. It was never effective, and it's never good. And comics never like it, and audiences never like it. It's only the heckler who always says, "I'm just trying to help the show," and it's like, "Honey, I'm a genius. I don't need your help. I'm a good writer. I'll handle all the comedy, and you just sit there and get drunk and fall down, and it'll be good." But you know, I can't remember where we were last week because we've traveled so bloody much, and the crowd was a little bit drunk, and they were screaming, and at one point I said, "Shut up." I said, you're ruining the flow here. I go, "Don't you get the idea that we've already asked for your suggestion and that you're just yelling?" But it's really not that big a problem. I don't want to make it more of a thing than it is. But yes, alcohol lowers people's inhibitions. And also we live in people have a short attention span, you know. They're used to looking at their phone all the time and being very self-interested. So sometimes they're not as considerate of other people as they might be. And I think that's where the issue lies.
I think that's a big part of it. You mentioned the phones. I notice it at least even at concerts where people are like, you're either looking down at it or you're so focused on like getting the good picture or video of it. It's like the show is happening right in front of you. Pay attention to what's going on right in front of you.
There are indelible memories that can be etched in your brain. I mean, I remember going to lots and lots of shows where you didn't bring a phone and you didn't take a picture, and I can remember lots about it. We don't allow people to take pictures at our show, not with a flash at least. I mean, if you're going to do it surreptitiously in the dark, won't you?
Yeah.
But again, if you want a picture with us, we come out the back stage door after, so we're not hard to find. Mm-hmm. And if I'm working at a comedy club, my goodness, I'm there on the premises. I'll certainly take a picture with you. It's not like it's a big mystery. So, but you know how people are. They kind of want to commemorate every moment of their life.
I
prefer to experience things as they happen, and then we can take a picture afterward if you want.
We're back talking with funny man Greg Proops. You know him from Whose Line Is It Anyway, and his podcast and his live appearances everywhere. And in our final remaining moments, the album I mentioned, that was last year, right? It was the album?
Thank you, yeah. That came out in October. It's called The Resistance. It's available on iTunes. And it's all politics. And then Whose Line starts up our sixth season on the CW. We just finished shooting it. So in a month or two, I think the new season of Whose Line will be out with Aisha Taylor hosting. Tyler. You think I'd know her name after six seasons? Aisha Tyler hosting, and all your favorites: Ryan, Colin, Wayne, me, Brad, Jeff. We're all on it. And then, like I said, I'm on the road with my group with Ryan. And Dave Foley now, excitingly, with Dave Foley. And we got Drew, like I said, Drew decided to come back and do a bunch of gigs with us, so if you're lucky, Drew's with us. I don't know if we're in Arizona for a while. We did play it last November. We played Tucson and Mesa.
Right.
Which are really nice. No, I don't see us there for a while.
Okay, so if I were to put you on the spot, aside from you, who's the funniest of the Whose Line crew?
It's very difficult to get out of my head on this one, Jeremy. I would say... Ryan is probably one of the biggest geniuses I've ever worked with in my life. But it has been amazing fun to work with Dave Foley lately from Kids in the Hall.
Right.
Because he's such a good writer. Not only a good improviser, he can write on his feet. So when we do a scene, it's not like just improvising a little scene. All of a sudden there's a plot and there's characters and everything's going on and there's all this motivation and stuff that's really, I think, made us all very excited. Because it pushes us to be creative. So Ryan, I think, is like working with Babe Ruth or Wayne Gretzky. You know, he's a superstar.
Well,
he just points at defenses and hits taters.
Let me then ask you, when it comes to the improv, it seems like the physical comedy is the most fun. Is physical comedy the most fun?
Well, it is. I mean, I said to someone the other day, we're in a slapstick group. We do a lot of physical comedy, and we chase each other around like clowns.
Right.
So that part is good. I think that's where... You know, when you see the improv, it's not like stand-up. When I do stand-up, I'm satirical, and I do a lot of politics. And the podcast, if you see me do the podcast, that's my opinion. Or my wife and I do a podcast from home here, from the studio. That's going to be a lot of politics. But when you go to see Whose Line, it's just a lot more knocking around and silly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot more release. There's some political jokes here and there, but you can't really stop and put an agenda in an improv show. You got to go with the flow.
Right.
So it's fun for us every night. We feel very fortunate that when terrible things happen in the world, we get to go on stage at night and just blow it out. And I think the audience feels the same way. That mixture of exhilaration and exaltation, jubilation and relief, that we're just going to have fun and we're going to improvise songs and we're going to bring people out of the audience and we're going to make fun of each other. And we're going to hit each other in the head and lay on top of each other's faces.
and you know what? Let's be honest, though. That's what the world is needing now, some just laughter and carefree fun. So,
dude, I'm down with that.
And, you know, you've got so much on the go, as we've talked about. Your website has all of your dates and everything, too, right?
Oh, sure. GregProops.com. The live group is whosliveanyway.com. On Twitter, whosliveanyway. And, of course, on Twitter, my Greg Proops, at Greg Proops. And more on Instagram and all that jazz as well, so you can socially interact with us, because we're hip to the jive.
Well, yeah.
Of course, I contact the Russians and the Saudis using my WhatsApp. Anytime I get a chance, I like to say hi.
Say hi to Jared for us, okay? But don't do it during the show, though, right?
No. That's always for afterwards.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know what, Greg Proops, thanks so much for also giving us the preview of Phoenix as well. We appreciate it.
All right, Jeremy. Thanks so much, Bill.
All righty. There we go.